Ники and Suruchi. Now, one was 5 years, one was 4 years, and one day Suruchi with her son Uttama
went
to the throne. Maharaj was sitting on the throne.
Maharaj is sitting on the throne.
Now, the boy claimed the throne, and the mother also sat on the throne. Meantime, Dhruva, son of Suneti, he was 5 years and a half. Now, he wanted to sit on the throne of his father. But Suruchi said, no, you cannot sit. My son only must sit. If you have to sit, you must mourn to me. So he was not allowed. So he became angry. He was weeping and weeping. And he came away to his mother. Mother asked, what happened? Mother, I was not allowed to sit on the throne of my father. Suruchi, my stepmother, he never allowed me to sit. And my father never spoke even one word about it. So I have come down here. Yeah, you are born to an unfortunate lady like me. How can you sit on the throne? Now, then, what shall I do now? Then the mother said, yeah, the Lord must bless you. And how to get the Lord? Then you must do penance. Yes. I will go now to the forest and do penance. Mother said, boy, you are a very little young boy. You cannot go there. Don't go now. After 18, your age, more than 12, then you can go. Not now. Then he said, no, no, I will go now. So saying, he ran away from the house and he called for Narada. Narada came, this boy, Dhruva, and he said, boy, where are you going now? I want to do penance. What penance can you do? All the beasts and birds will eat away your flesh. You have nothing, no chair, no table, no bench, no seat, no mat, nothing to eat, nothing to drink. You will die. What penance can you do? No, no, I will do penance. Now, how to do penance, tell me. Not now. At later stage you can come. No, I will go now. Then Narada thought, he must be taught. Then he said, yes, I'll tell you, because you are the son of a Kshatriya. You are determined to go. You are, he said, Siramba Pati, Karjamba Sadhi. Either I must die or I must get a boon. Then Narada told the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You repeat this mantra. Daily you must reduce your food so much. Reduce second month, third month, fourth month, fifth month, and sixth month. You must be standing on one leg have come to Vrindavan. So he did like that. And he said, on the sixth day, sixth month, last of this month, you will see some light in your heart. And when you open your eyes, the Lord will be standing before you. And whatever you want to ask, you can ask. So he did. After 6 months, he saw the light and opened his eyes and saw the Lord standing. But he doesn't know what to do next. So the Lord could understand it, and he touched the head of Dhruva with the conch shell. But when he touched, he was very happy. Now we repeat it. The Sanskrit prayers, and it was very fine prayer. And after hearing this, the Lord asked, what do you want? Then the boy said, I don't want anything. How is it? You have come here, you started penance only for your father's throne, to sit on your father's throne. Now you say, I don't want it. Yes, yes. Now came here. I wanted this throne, but Vabhasishtito vam praptavarnam deva munindrakvayam kakram vichinvan api jibhyaratnam swamin prakartosni varam maharaj. My Lord, I have come here and started my penance for want of my father's throne. But now, when you appeared, when I saw your face and your body, and I forgot to ask any boon from you. I am fully satisfied. I am fully happy. I don't want it. Pratham michin manapit vidyaratmam. I came here for a piece of glass, but whereas I got the gem, I don't want the glass. Gem has come. Then he said, no, no, you will get that also. Your father is coming here. He will give you the whole state, and you will sit on the throne and enjoy 36,000 years. And after that, you will be taken to Vaikuntha, there is Dhruva's nakshatra, or the pole star, north side. Now also the pole star is there. All the people traveling by steamers, they can be guided by the help of the pole star. So like this, mantra, the power of mantra is extraordinary. You cannot imagine. If people with full faith, they perform mantra, that mantra will never go astray. Definitely he will get the result that was sanctioned to him, that was given to him, that he should have the fruit. Now, many people, they do mantra, though they repeat mantra, mahamantra. It's mahamantra. That mahamantra they repeat. But many complain that we don't feel any difference. How can you feel? When Mahaprabhu went to Kasi on his way to Vrindavan. At Kasi, he was invited to a sannyasis gathering. A Brahmin belonging to Maharashtra, and he invited all the sannyasis, Advaitavadi sannyasis of Kasi, several thousand. And he had invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went at last, and he washed his feet, and there sat there only. Then Prakashananda Saraswati, the leader of all sannyasis, he came and told, Swamiji, he is not a seat for you. This is feet wash, water is there. You should not sit. You come. He took his hand and took him and asked him to sit. He sat. Then Prakashananda Saraswati asked, you are a sannyasi. We are also sannyasi. We belong to same sannyas ashrama. These are four ashramas, brahmacharya ashrama, guruhastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama and sannyasi ashrama. Now you are a sannyasi. Now you should come to us. You should talk to us. You never talk, you never mix with us. Then he said, yes, your cult is little advanced or superior to our cult. So I must sit here and you may sit there. No, no, sannyas is other one. Now, being a sannyasi, sannyasi is prohibited, prohibited to sing, prohibited to beat, and prohibited to dance. Mukta, bhajya, and gaan. And you are being a sannyasi, you are dancing, you are singing, you are making drums. This is not the dharma of a sannyasi. Sannyasi must not do this. Yes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes. When I took sannyas, I went to my guru, Gurudev. Please tell me, what shall I do? Then Guru said, I will give you a mantra. You repeat this mantra. And after some time, by repeating that mantra, I became mad. I am an intelligent scholar, and I never dance, never sing like ordinary people. I will make my mind steady. Anything nonsense I will do. And now I cannot. I came to my Guru, Gurudeva, Kiva Mantra Bila Gosai, Kiva Tarata Bala. What mantra you have given me? By repeating that mantra, I have become pagal, mad. Then Gurudeva said, yes, that mantra is only in mantra, but you have to repeat. Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahi kahilam ei mahamantra. Then my Guru said, this is mahamantra. Vyajapogya sabe kariyanyakbandha, all of you, you must repeat this mantra. Vyajita sarva siddhi hoya savar, then you will get siddhi. all other desires will be fulfilled. Sarvakshan bolo ikhle vidhinayar. You always repeat this mantra. No rules, no regulations necessary. Kivajane ki chayane kiva jagarane. At the time of taking food, while sleeping, while taking bath, or doing other work, you can engage your hands and legs, but the tongue is nothing to do, so tongue must repeat nam. And nam bina kalikali nahi atharma, there is no other way except Harinama. You have to nama bhata, nama chinta, nama karasar. Nama bina kalikali gati nahi at. You have to do nama. You have to repeat nama. You have to think nama. So your mind, your tongue, your hands, your legs, all must be engaged in the service of nama. Then you may, other people may think that you have gone mad, but you are not mad. The mantra result may be outsiders. It is the madman's activities. No, it is not the madman's activities. And this they have Prakashananda Saraswati, 1,000, 2,000 sannyasis there. Now they say, all right, we will do nama. But why don't you listen Vedanta? The sannyasis duty is Vedanta Bhaktya Sadhara Manta Kaupina Manta Kalubhati Manta. These sannyasis have nothing but kaupina, a danda and a kamandalu. They are fortunate because their energy is being spent in repeating and dancing and singing the name of Divine Lord. Then he said, now, why don't you talk about Vedanta? Yes. If you allow me, I will talk. Then he taught them Vedanta. And for 7 days after hearing Vedanta, they said, yes, we quite understand. Now according to our Acharya, Shankaracharya, the Vedanta meaning may be a little different. And whatever you say, it is also right. Now we cannot totally give up Shankaracharya, because it is something like us, sannyasis. We will follow it, and at the same time, we will follow your instructions. From today onwards, we will repeat Harinam. Since then, they started Harinam, and prior to that, the sannyasis were repeating Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Yudhukhetva, and one other mantra, 12 mantras they repeat. They never say Rama, Krishna, Govinda, Chikrava, Manana, Rishana, no. These names they never repeat. But now, all of them began to sing the names. Now in sannyasas, asimas, all the sannyasas they repeating. Mahaprabhu says, I have got a big burden, but now I will again that I brought was distributed to all in the class. I am very happy. I have done one great service to the people of Kasi or Banaras. So say, they return to Puri. Now here, mantra, Mahaprabhu says, this is mantra. What is mantra? Mantra should have Om Bija, Om, and then Saputchi, then Hayagavu. This Nama Arsaha. Nama Arsaha. That is Vaidika mantra. But here, there is no Om, there is no Saha or Namaha. How can it be a mantra? No, Mahaprabhu says this is Mahamantra. This is Mahamantra. You repeat this Mahamantra. Then all the people, they repeat this Mahamantra. Now our doubts are clear. Because this Mahamantra, separately we never find it. And perhaps Om or Namaha or your Om, not that. But it is there. It is included in it. It is not visible. It is included in it. If you repeat mantra, you will get the result. You have to follow the rules and regulations of it. And you must follow the restrictions of food. Only vegetarian food you should take. And then you will get the benefit of repeating Nama. And this mantra, there are Vedic mantras, and other is called Agama mantra. Agama, Agatam, Siva Bhaktrajya, Gatanta Grijar, Suti, Matanta Bhajadevatya. Agama is Yuktadei. This is Negama is Radha. Agama is Vishnu. Agamas are most all Vaishnavas. They follow more Agamas. There is no difference between Agama and Nigama. Agama, Pancharatra, Agama, Narada, Panchasut, Pancha, Narada have propagated this mantra. And those were spoken by Mahadeva and Parvati held it. And that was appreciated by Vasudeva. So these mantras, in this yuga, they are more effective. Narada Pancharatra it is called. Now we must follow this mantra. And that mantra is also there, that is Purvosha Gayatri. And there Gayatri, or Guru Gayatri, or Gaura Gayatri, or Brahma Gayatri, or Kama Gayatri. These are only for Vaishnavas, and they should follow actively all the principles of the rules and regulations. Unless mantra will never give you result. But where is Mahamantra? Suppose you are not in a position or you have forgotten it, you could not be able to follow those restrictions. If you do it, you repeat Nama. The Nama will help you, will purify you. So in the next step, you will never commit any wrong. This is the mantra. We say we are giving mantra, but this mantra should be humbly accepted, that Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Navadvip, then he lost his father. To celebrate the father's ceremony, he went to Gaya. There is Gaya, there is Vishnu Pada Padma, and Phalgu Nadi. There they should perform this Shraddha, Pitru Shraddha. And then he performed. And suddenly he met Ishwara Puri, and Madhavendra Puri is disciple, and these Mahatmas are in the channel, Parampara channel, and Mahaprabhu all flat at his feet. Sir, I beg you, I am under the influence of this Maya and Gunamayi Maya, and please bless me so that I can be free from. Then Mahaprabhu, then Guru Deva gave that mantra. He repeated that mantra. One night he saw Lord Krishna with the flute in hand, and from other day he told to his students, 100 students followed him, that I am not going to Navadvipa, I will go to Vrindavan. If you want to come to Vrindavan, you come with me. Then they requested, sir, our study is not completed. You please go after completing it. Then Mahaprabhu returned. And since then Mahaprabhu asked all the students, I will never speak whatever I spoke to previously. If you want to learn, you must go to other professors. There you study. But I am not going to. I want to tell you Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama. So now Mahaprabhu, he has followed this. This system he has followed. Acharya, Koyajana Acharya, Acharyamati Jasastratam, Acharya Tapayatyati, Sem Acharati Jasmat, Acharya Jasthena Kaspata. Now, people, due to ignorance, they disapprove this mantra. There was one time when mantras are not necessary, but after some time, mantras are necessary in Treta Yuga. And in Dapar Yuga also mantras necessary. In Kali Yuga most necessary. Manana Trayate iti mantra. We can control our mind through mantra. If we repeat mantra, our mind will be controlled. If mind is not controlled, then the mind controlled by you. Buddhi, intellect, and intellect controlled by Maya. If the Lord controls intellect, the intellect persuades mind, if mind orders to all these organs, and whatever a person does, it is perfect. Now to have it. We are reckless, we do mantra recklessly, seriously. It is a life, it is life-giving power it has. It can change our past, prarabdha. What the prarabdha? Whatever we have done in our future life, past life, that after this body goes away, I have to suffer or enjoy the accumulated fruits that I have. Now, if we repeat mantra, easily you can destroy this prarabdha. Yad brahma sakshat kutya nityapi vina samayata vina nabhogai apaitanama spurnena tatsi prarabdha karme divirothi veda. Now, we continue the brahma jnana and we always remember or think of that Brahman continuously. 24 hours we were thinking Brahman. And the result is Brahma Bhutva Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kanchati Samastarvesu Bhutesu. Samastarvesu Bhutesu. These things must come. How? Then we repeat that mantra which gives me equality and I am not afraid of suffering and I have no desires and I will be happy. In that Brahma Jnanam knowledge we can have this, but that cannot stop my prarabdha. But if I repeat namam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is Raj Mantram, it is called Mahamantra. Who calls it Mahamantra? Lord Chaitanya calls it Mahamantra. He says, I gave you this mantra, I ask you to repeat this mantra. By repeating this mantra, result will be. If you have no faith, you have got reckless, don't care, and mind is traveling, hands are traveling, legs are traveling, and mind is dancing and singing and enjoying, and he says, Hare Krishna. He will never get any result. Mahaprabhu told us that we have to follow strictly this. You must develop time. Suppose now you have time, 10 minutes, one round, or two rounds, just get your mind on this nama. Mind must remember it, and ears must hear it, and tongue must repeat. Kirtana, Shravana, Smarana. Continuous. You repeat Hare Krishna, you hear Hare Krishna, and you remember Hare Krishna. Your attention cannot be deviated. Now, attention is deviated, you will never get the result. You will become mad. So, you must be very careful. And now, there is a competition by people who possess malice. Kama yasa krodha yasa radhaguna samadbhava mahasano mahapapma vijenabhyabhaya. They are all under the influence of maya. We are all under the influence of maya. We have 6 enemies. One is the kama, the cupid, krodha, anger, lobha, greed and ambition, moha, forgetfulness, and it is that we are proud. We are proud. too much proud, arrogant. And sixth is Dhamacharya, malice. We possess these symptoms. These are our masters. In my body, these are six masters. These six masters, a rope in hand, one side kama drugs, another side krodha. There's a drop of drugs, lobha drugs, moha drugs, and macharya drugs. Are six enemies, six ropes. One person, they are dragging one person to whose order he can follow. He says, do my service. Sama says, do my service. Kurala, anger says, do my service. Whose service he can do? So people must die. So there we should use kama, Krishna karma, arpani. Must offer this kama. Only to offer jat karosi, jagasnati. Whatever you eat, whatever you take bath, whatever you see, whatever you do, everything offered to the Lord. Krodha bhakta dvesi jani, those who are very angry, anger to all, only that anger should be utilized only to one who fights with the devotee. The enemy of a devotee should be crushed. Your anger should be used with that. Krodha bhakta dvesi jani, lobha sadhu sangha hari kada. And your greed, your ambition, your desire, only one desire, I must have association of a sadhu to hear from him the nectar. What is that nectar? About the glories of the Lord. I must have greediness. Guru bhakta dvesi jani lobha sadhu sangha hari katha. Moha ishtalabhavine. Forgetfulness. That moha, ishtala, what is my ishta? Ishta is my Lord. I cannot get Lord, so my mind is not steady. Moha, ishtala, mother Krishna guna gane, lahu, is arrogance.
Yes.
But always repeating the name and dancing. He says, I'm dancing. Tadaham jamuna tere, no, no, don't get them. He said, when I can dance on the shore of Yamuna River, when I can do that. He is ambitious, is arrogant to do this. His arrogance can be applied in the service of the Lord. And this is how we can control this. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, and matsatya. Kama yes, krodha yes, rajaguna samadbhava, mahasano, mahapapma, vidyanama. This kama and krodha, they devour the whole world. It has so big mouth, very, very, very big mouth. All the whole world, it can now you have to conquer it. How can you conquer? Only you must always speak Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Here in your ears I am repeating Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 16 namas, 32 letters. Complete. But here, he is not complete than Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. Now how many? 16 rounds I have completed 16 rounds. You are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving the Lord, and deceiving the Vaishnavas, and deceiving who gave you Dharma. you are not serious. Can you count like that your money where you are allowed to? Count your money. Money. Can you speedily do it? And you have to have three times or four times to count money. Count. Whether it's correct or not. And your nama? Yes, yes. Ah, wow, Guru have given me nama. I have it. Not good, not good, not good, not good. Okay. No, no. Seriously, you must do, you will get the result. Don't do serious matters. In counting currencies, counting collection currencies, if you are committing wrong, you will be removed from the service. The millions of rupees you have to count. You will die away. So, counting harnavam, if you are reckless, you will never receive any result. Now, you should feel for this. There he says, you should do namam regularly and with faith and submissive way. Submit yourself to the Lord. And Lord, yogyata vichare kichu nahi paaye tumhara karuna saar. Must beg Gurudeva kripa bindu diya karo ida se tuna pekka harmati. Please bless me a drop of your mercy through which I can be blessed. And through your blessing I can perform namam. I do not know how to do namam. You must bless me. This sort of teaching is necessary. Now, because so many people now competing that we will give you nam, we will give you mantra. For what? From money? Or if not money, from woman? Or not? Or name, I want name. Well, that's different. But previously, all the devotees, though they were charged, they were not interested to give namam to others. Because if they give namam mantram to others, they must take the whole responsibility upon their head. All the sins they committed, they must enjoy. They have taken the responsibility. Just like a boy who cannot walk, who cannot sit, or who cannot talk, who cannot do anything. The parents, they take the responsibility. The nurse or the mother takes the responsibility to maintain that boy. So we are ignorant. So when we take namam, the Guru has got the responsibility to hold all the time, whole time, in the service of the boy. But now, those who give harinam, they also don't want it. And those who take, they also don't want it. Now it has become a mockery, mocker. Because no use, no result you get. No. So why waste of time? No, you must think all this seriously. You must know this seriously. At least you know whether you cultivate it or not. Let's see this. And those who know, they compete. We want to give now. We want to give now. Challenge. Now the ignorant people, they are. Yes. Go on, tell them. Now they are in hell, and still they take harinam and go to still deeper, deeper, deeper level. Parala satala mahatala patala, and go to patala, seven worlds, and that last was it. And that, kapan 55-56. And the punishing rooms are there. Now Musulba. So these are the things that we never hear of it, we never understand of it, we never ask any question of it. For all your questions are the solution that I have told you must follow. It is not far of my in your language. And everybody should get one book and the process of Nama to read. Perfect. It is perfect. And the result you can know it. With quotations, with all the Shastra, Vedic quotations, all quotations are given. You have given it quotations? Good. And those quotations are most important. Nobody knows these quotations. Everybody wants to give her now. It is a business. It is a business. They want to do business. Everybody wants to do business. But actually, they should know this. And now, you see, it evolved in the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, the Lord has given a very simple experience, a simple trial, simple like an action, simple action. Bodhi Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The number may be less, but the concentration must be full. That if you the concentration is not full, then you repeat again. You have repeated half, and it is deleted, you stop, and again you start and do. If you do like that, then your mind will be checked, and the concentration will be there. Now you do Harnam, you talk, and you forgot this number, and then you have to stop. And again you come to the beginning. So this is how the process must be taught. Must many of the people doesn't know the process. You see, eating vegetarian or non-vegetarian question is not a great, but this is great. And automatically, if you engage yourself in this Namam, all these subjects will be subsided, and you will take only vegetarian, and that too you must offer to the Lord. Then you will learn anything. Advarsana puja, tulasi puja. You must give one tulasi. Leave on it, and you can just say Krishna mantra, and after that you give asamana, and you give your guru, that thing, you repeat, and asamana finish. And any food you take should do this, so that you will have. When you check with a group of non-vegetarian eaters, food eaters, they should not do. You should come away from there. Or you can have separate mandalas. Now this, you have to follow that strictness. The rules you have to follow. If you are Alagusma, Malagusma, Kalma, I don't know how to do it. I'm talking about the good ones in the rest. But I'm not bothering the good ones.